The early spring sun is rising steadily in the sky as I board a school bus for a journey into the past.
Over behind my shoulder. Now, if you can imagine looking all the way to the top of the canyon horizon.
It's a rough ride along a narrow, winding road to reach the secluded area where ancient indigenous people once camped and left their messages on the face of a towering sandstone outcrop. Tour guide Carla LaRive leads us from the bus to the ancient art.
Now, one of the areas that we can see evidence of the Ice Age are located in some of this specific rock art.
Located on land that's part of the Black Hills Wild Horse Sanctuary, this historic site dates back at least 10,000 years to the last Ice Age. Images of ancient elk and mammoth are just two of the petroglyphs that adorn the extensive rock wall.
Look what's below. All these etchings. All these vertical lines. And that's the old story.
Visiting the petroglyph site today are Lakota students from the Pine Ridge Reservation. Audrey Jacobs is the museum educator for the Red Cloud Indian School's Heritage Center. She's here to help explain the ancient art.
Let me ask that to you guys. How do you think that you could carve into rock, yeah? And sharp rocks, that's excellent. How about you?
They got a stick and some rope and a big rock and start doing that with a sharp rock.
Yeah, so you got a sharp rock and another rock to use as a hammer. So that's one way. They could also use bone or antler to use as the nail part, the chisel part, and then use a rock to bang on that as a hammer.
Audrey Jacobs says having the opportunity to bring the students to this site is not only educational, but could also be inspirational.
Rock art in this area, and especially in North America in general, has been so little studied that one day one of these kids who are the descendants of the folks who made the rock art, you know, they might go on to study the rock art and contribute to the body of knowledge that we have and expand that.
When Audrey's finished her historic and archaeological instruction, Vance Blacksmith gathers the students around him to pass on the Lakota oral traditions of the petroglyphs that have been handed down through the ages.
It is really important, not as us as educators or teachers, but as being the bridge between who they are and where they come from, and bringing them back to the rock art to show, and like the story I shared earlier, that this is where we originated from. And our creator are imaged onto the rock, continuous life and knowledge.
Of course, says Blacksmith, one needn't be Lakota or even indigenous to respect and value these petroglyphs or any others.
I think it's just understanding their relationship to Unchimaka, the Mother Earth, and knowing that, you know, if we continuously destroy and take, that eventually it's going to end. And, you know, when we have our young children like this, here, and to know that they're at some time going to be parents and then grandparents and their children, you know, I think that's where we have to find their connection, and bringing them to this rock art here to show the image that this was here way before even us personally, you know, and it's something that we need to continue our association.
Blacksmith adds that the story he passed on to the Lakota students about the origins of this rock art and their own origins was to make them understand that we are a part of Mother Earth. And that applies to all life, explains Blacksmith, not just the Lakota. The trip to the sanctuary also gives the students an opportunity to see another important part of their Lakota history, the wild horse. Audrey Jacobs explains.
It's one thing to know that horses, wild horses, were a huge part of their culture, and to know that there's rock art that their ancient relatives created, but it's another thing to see it with their own eyes. Ancient peoples would use rock to express themselves and to tell their stories all the time.
As the students prepare for an art project in which they'll create their own petroglyphs on paper with markers, Vance Blacksmith observes that the depth of knowledge in each culture is based upon the individual themselves. He adds that we each need to question and find and know. Bringing the Lakota students to this spot is one step on that long road of learning from the past to the future. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jim Kent.
why do you think that we have a lot of art from that are on rocks and not on other types of surfaces?
So it will stay there forever?
Right, yes.